Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 8:15, Brock, Hunter.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts!
Oh, getting through a Thursday, or better yet, getting through a first Friday.
There you go.
Oh, I need some more caffeine, man. I'm dragging ace.
Ace, you don't want you don't have your Mountain Dew this morning? You're 6 a.m.
I already finished it. I need another one, man. I need to mainline some caffeine. That's basically where I'm at right now. So
you tell your you always say that you're honest with your doctor. You're like, you always got to be honest with your doctor, which is right. Do you tell him you have a 6 a.m. dew every morning? Are you honest?
Actually, I lied to him. I tell him I do Coke every morning, and he's like, all right. As long as you're not having all those Mountain Dews, you're fine. Too many dews are bad for you. A little bit of cocaine, that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, I digress. We got to keep moving. It is time for your WTF of the day for 8 a.m.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Well, you got to give this guy credit for at least trying. Last week, the California Highway Patrol, CHIPS, if you will, pulled over a vehicle in the high occupancy vehicle lane because they couldn't see if there was a passenger in the car. So here's the carpool lanes. Yeah, exactly. You can't just be flying solo in there. It's for multiple people. Well, apparently there was, sort of. The passenger was, quote, the best dummy they'd ever seen, a male mannequin in a plaid shirt, a baseball cap, and a COVID-19 face mask. The driver admitted that he's been using the dummy in the HOV lanes for over a year.
Wow.
So, obviously, he did get a ticket, so he probably feels like a dummy, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I've never really had to experience the carpool lane too much. We experience it when we drive down south.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
You put a dummy in your car and use that lane, people get pissed.
I lived out in California for a while, and I don't blame people for doing something like this because there's nothing more frustrating than when you're stuck in traffic in the regular lanes, and then you see the HOV lane just whipping past you. You're like, dude, why can't I just have someone in here? This is, yeah.
What's the idea behind it? Like, where did it come from? You know, like, because you have more than one person, you can ride in this lane.
It cut down on traffic. So you think about it, you're rewarding the people who are cutting down on the amount of cars and emissions. Exactly. So it better for the environment. I mean, if everyone carpooled, we'd have less cars on the road, less emissions and everything. So it's kind of like we're going to reward you guys for cutting down on the amount of cars on the road. So you see a lot of that, man. A lot of big cities got the HOV lane, which is nice. Yeah. But as someone who didn't have anyone to drive with, it was very, very frustrating to see that lane just flying past all. We're just bumper to bumper, honking horns, sweating, angry. Yeah.
Hey, want to haul ass? Call your buddy. Have him ride with you. We'll reward you for it.
I wonder, you know what? You could probably make a pretty good living just being a hobo out there and holding up a sign saying, I'll ride with you to work so you can be in the... Yeah, she's like, pay me $10 and I'll ride in the car with you. Yeah, don't worry. I will not murder you. I just will ride with you on your way to work so you can use the carpool lane.
Now, do pets count?
No, they do not count. They do not count. Even and a talking pet like a parrot.
What does HOV stand for?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. I was trying to think of that.
I know what HOVA is. That's Hova. That's that's what's his face. It's the singer, right? I don't know. Shut up. You know what? Shut up, Hunter. Okay. So there you go. Don't put a dummy in your car to get through traffic because you're going to get busted eventually.
That blow up doll you got in your closet, Brock. Just put it in the passenger seat of your truck.
They wouldn't see it anyways because it'd be in my lap. That's what, yeah. Doing what the blow-up doll does best, man. All right, that's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.